Well, there are many organisations in central London that go to great efforts to help people over the Christmas period. And that's very right and very proper and very understandable, because the Christmas period is a period of tension and often for people of extreme loneliness. And everything else stops. And if they're on the street or if they're kind of abandoned, then they do need extra help. There are two charities closely associated with the cathedral. One is The Passage, which deals with homeless men mainly and tries to persuade them gradually to come in off the street, and it has its programme for getting them back into housing. But The Passage offers during the day care and food and medical assistance. And then there's another one called the Cardinal Hume Centre, which deals more with the younger age group and with local families round about. And that too invites youngsters in and tries to get them to get their lives together, to make the most of their potential. And as I'm associated with both of those charities, it is remarkable some of the work that they achieve. And it's very important for people to understand that and support it, especially at this time of Christmas.
Your patron, aren't you, of The Passage, inspired, I believe, by the work of your own patron, St. Vincent de Paul.
You're right, because The Passage is housed in a building that's associated with the Sisters of St. Vincent de Paul, and indeed he is their patron, their role model. And one of the great things about The Passage is that it manages to instill in all its work the spirit of St. Vincent, and that spirit of compassion for the poor, and that spirit of knowing that when we respond to the needs of the poor out of our love for God, then it is Christ himself whom we serve. So The Passage and Cardinal Hume Centre really do try and make sure that the Catholic ethos, the Catholic spirit that Pope Benedict speaks of in Caritas in Veritate, is really alive and active on our streets.
It must be very difficult, though, at this time of economic crisis and difficulty for so many people to continue to promote the need to support charities like this.
No, their work is very good, and British people on the whole are very generous. I think people would be amazed to know that charitable giving has not dipped in these difficult economic circumstances. And in fact, the BBC Children in Need appeal this year, in a time of economic hardship, raised greater sums than ever before. Charities are working hard at fundraising. People are, I think, very attentive to their needs and alert to the fact that public funding for these things is much more difficult to find. But, you know, on the whole, Catholic charities have built themselves up with less reliance on central government than other initiatives. And in fact, many of our charities have quite clear strategies and targets that they will not build up their income on central or local government funds beyond a certain proportion. So in a way, we're quite well placed to carry on our good work, but people are still very, very generous.